Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee live every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time, call 206-402-0100 and enter PIN number 161329#. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Transformation Talk Radio and on her YouTube channel, Dee Wallace Official. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you beautiful people I love. I'm coming to you today from sunny and very hot Tucson, Arizona. Boy, the people here are so sweet and so nice and kind that have come to my table. I miss the green, though, I got to tell you. I don't think I could do the cacti all the time, but it's been a great convention so far. And tonight I go home, and I'm actually going to get to be there for about a week and a half before I take off again. So I want to share a personal journey with you that happened to me when I got here. I got here and I just felt sad. And it started on the plane. And so I sat down to do the work. And I said, is that the highest question? Why I'm sad? No. Okay. So am I sad? No. And then I went to depressed, no. And then I heard the word excited. I said, what? So I tested it, and I said, what I'm feeling is excitement. And I got a big yes. So that didn't make any sense to me. So I asked the channel, why does being excited about all this amazing stuff that I'm creating make me feel sad? And there were breadcrumbs to follow, as we all do. But the final thing that came in was that it took me back to 4 years old. And I had been accepted early into kindergarten. And everybody else had to wait till they were five, and everybody's making a big deal about it. Pardon me. And what happened was that my grandmother had to take over caring for me and taking me back and forth to school and everything because mom had to work. So in my little four-year-old brain, I went, oh, wow, when I'm moving ahead and I'm experiencing my greatness and I'm creating what I want, because I really wanted to go to school, love has to fall out somewhere. Something has to happen to make the situation sad. Well, I can tell you I've probably been playing around with this one and getting to this one for some time. And as soon as I got to that and balanced it, I felt like I had been reborn, you guys. And somebody asked me, what's the value of doing the 12 months, once a month calls. And that's it. The really core things oftentimes take a process of peeling off the onions skins so that you can get to the real core. And I can see how created that ever since ET. The good and the bad. That if I get everything in my creation I'm working on, something has to affect it negatively in some way. So, of course, as soon as I turned that around, the weekend started picking up. We had more sales. I mean, it's crazy to watch, you guys. That's why I just continue to urge you to live as consciously as you can. And is it still the same? The newest, highest statement that has come in is, I am the balance in all my creations. Balance is up big time, guys, because you can create everything you want, and if you don't have a balance in your life, you go into overwhelm and start not wanting to create as much. So I am the balance in all my creation. Okay, can I go to the calls? Yeah, please have your questions ready, and off we go. Let me see here. We are going to Wendy in New Jersey, and you're a first-time caller. I'm Wendy.
Yes. Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear, baby.
Super. I discovered you and your amazing community in May, and long story short, I put myself on a D. Wallace crash course, and I don't know, everything you offer is straightforward, so many free things on your website. I read both your, well, two of your books, Conscious Creation and Born. Born happens to be my last name. Thank you for everything you offer. I actually have a private with you tomorrow. But my question is it possible to have too many claims? Like I meditate, I use your three exercises, and I have like five claims. They're short.
Okay, the answer, and it's a good question, Wendy, is no. And the caveat is, if you're going, oh my God, what are the right words? Do I need to say some more? I better say this, or my life isn't going to work. Then none of them work. You see, that's pushing. That comes from the fear that your life isn't working. So you don't ever want to create from that vibratory state. That's why the channel always says, go to love first. Do you have a love place, Wendy?
Yes, I got a new kitten recently.
Oh, perfect. So you want to go into your heart and just love that little kitty and then match whatever you want to that, including the love of yourself.
Yes.
That's the easiest, quickest way that I can explain it. If you just go to love and think on, as the good book says, the things that you truly want to create, that's pretty much your job. And then the universe will come along to match that. You understand?
I understand.
Okay. Good question. Thank you and welcome.
Thank you. All your shows are evergreen. I listened to one this morning from 10 years ago. We deserve for life to be easy. All your shows are evergreen.
Well, thank you for that comment, Miss Wendy. That was my intention when I started out so many years ago. Thanks, sweetheart, and welcome to the community. Okay, we are going to, I think it's Luz. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm great. How nice to hear from you.
Thank you, Dee, for taking my call. Quick question. Three questions. First one, my house in Worcester is still not selling. Of course, I took it out of the market to do some fixing on the jacuzzi, but I put it back like a month ago.
Okay,
and I haven't So, yeah, half and salt. Yeah.
So, you know, you're not going to sell it if it's not on the market. Let's start.
No, it is. It's been in the market for 2 months now.
Okay. There's a core belief that you need to get into alignment. This page. Yeah. 38. Someone or something has to take my power away.
Say that again.
Someone or something has to take my power away. So as I'm creating what I want, someone or something has to move into my awareness or my belief system to take the power of me creating what I want away from me. What's your next question? Because it has to deal with that.
So my next question has actually come down to my 2-year-old. His daycare, there's a kid, one of his kids has a special need, but my son likes to play with him all the time. And because his medical condition, he keeps hitting him and pushing him to the ground. And I'm just wondering, I keep telling my little one to play with the other kid instead of this kid. Before he was being watched, but now since they moved to preschool together, he's in the playground like he's a normal kid. So I'm just wondering why my little one, he just want to play with this kid who pushed him and who hit him, and what is it behind that?
What's behind that is this other child, literally, these are the words they're giving me, don't know how to love. He doesn't know how to love. So he is being modeled somehow. Love is being modeled to him as aggression. Or
for the other child.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what about for my son?
Your son is the one that's getting pushed down, correct?
Yes, but I keep asking my son to play with other kids. There's another 18 kids in the playground, and he chooses to play with this kid.
Okay, so why, and that dovetails back into your other question. Sheets, book, give me a song, please, any song that pops in.
Ah, gosh. What will that be?
Give up. Don't try to find it. Just give up.
Okay. Over the Rainbow.
Okay. Whenever they give me Over the Rainbow, either someone is not creating right now or someone sees the creation in the future. For your son, it's the second one. And this little boy, and playing with this little boy, this is the highest understanding. What I'm getting is an excuse that he's using not to be the best he can be, not to succeed in the highest way he can. And that's kind of going on with the house, too. Get out of your way, Liz. You deserve everything you want. And we've been on this journey for quite some time about this, and you see how much you've broken through over the years. This one is a big one for you. Just know you deserve to sell that house. You deserve to have a happy kid. You deserve an easy life. You deserve flow. And this goes for all of us, guys. All of us.
So, yeah, so Christopher, he's a very happy kid. And just at a playground right now, he is being miserable with this other child.
Okay, we've already addressed that, Liz. So
okay.
Let him talk to him about what he wants. Do you want to be abused by other kids, or do you want to find some kids that are happy that you can play with? start teaching him awareness of what's going on with him so he can learn self-choice. Okay. Thank you for calling in, baby. Always great to speak with you.
Thank you. Thank
you. And we are going to... Ryan, you're on.
Hello, Miss D. Good to talk to you.
Hello, gorgeous. How are you?
Good. Just celebrating birthday this weekend. Well, Tuesday, actually.
Oh, happy birthday. We're glad your soul landed on the planet, dude.
Okay,
what can I answer
today,
for you? Yeah.
My question today is I've got a friend group that I've been feeling really excluded lately, and I think
okay, Ryan,
probably because I feel like a big transformational shift is coming.
Well, yes, I get a yes on that. Why would you exclude yourself from that group?
Oh, it's not me excluding myself from it, but it just...
Oh,
like
everything starts with us. Sorry, everything starts with us. So if you want the answer, like me, I had to go, why, when I'm creating everything I want, do I feel sad? If you don't ask what's going on with you, you do not get the highest answer. So let's ask the channel, what does Ryan have to bring into alignment so that he creates himself always being included? And we are going to a core belief, not this page. Yeah, I'm scared to death to be here. So what does that group represent, Ryan?
Inclusion.
And see, the channel is saying that you define yourself as not included, as not part of. So you're kind of always an outsider looking in. You participate, and you participate vibrationally by holding yourself back from fully participating. And so a group, another person, a child, a pet, they're all going to feel that, because whatever you're vibrating at, you affect and transmit that to everybody else. So
okay,
I would start going to your love place and go, yeah, I'm included. I'm included everywhere I want to be included. I see myself included. I am creating myself as inclusion itself. And match it up with your love, baby, and the universe will respond, I promise.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you so very much.
Yeah, that was really great for everybody, Rye. Thank you for that. I hope everybody is listening to everybody's information, because, you know, what's one is everybody's. And we are going to, I don't know, this stupid switchboard. Okay, we're going to Carmen in Puerto Rico. You're on.
Hi, Deep.
Hi, baby. What's up?
Hi. I have been asking for guidance to my higher self, and I want to ask the channel, is this... three dreams that I have some time ago are my prayer answer. Number one is the dream about the box with coins. Number two is the one about Van Gogh painting. And number three, the one about the zombies and the drugstore.
The answer is all three, yes.
Okay.
They're answers, and the highest word is guidance.
Okay.
So again, everybody, my channel suggest that we look at everything in the dream as us. So you're the box. You're the money. Right?
Okay.
It's a part of you that is represented to you. Okay? In your sleep, when all your defenses are down, your subconscious goes, hey, look this way. So hold on. They want to give you a core belief. Yeah. All those dreams, Carmen, are inviting you to truly know and embrace and be the God of you. That you are the God of you. You are creating you in the highest way. Okay, baby?
Okay.
Yep.
I have another question.
Well, quickly.
Why I'm feeling fatigued just walking, my chest sometimes hurts a little. And I feel dizzy also.
If you are concerned about that, I would go get a checkup and make sure there's nothing going on. I think it's more about your blood pressure might be low. But I'm not a doctor, guys.
I'm not a doctor.
And they're saying the energetic cause, Carmen, is that you are fighting yourself in your expansion. So give up. Give over and go, I'm already there. I'm already there. I'm already the God of me. I'm already the master creator. Guys, everybody listen to me. Private after private after private that I do, you're still seeing stuff created outside of yourself. That's not where it starts. You've got to go within and feel the love and the vibration of already having what you want. The more you vibrate there, the more the universe matches it. But if you keep looking out there for, oh yeah, well, when they call me about the part, or when I finally get an audition, or you know, when my agent gets busy and, see, none of that's about me. What do I have to get into alignment within me that magnetizes work to me? So I'm asking all of you right now, and listen to your answer. What do you have to align yourselves with to magnetize to you what you want? How do you create it within you? That's the secret. And thank you for reminding me to bring that up, Carmen. It's great to talk to you again, sweetheart. Thank you. And we are going to Charlottetown, I think. It's 902-892. You're on.
Oh, hi, dear. It's Alberta. How are you? It's nice to see
sweetheart.
Your voice.
You too.
I'll make it quick. I did go to physiotherapy. She seems to think it's osteoarthritis. I personally don't. I'm wondering if the channel can check to see the new shoes that I purchased, if that has something to do with it.
It's not the right question. And I, too, get a no on osteoarthritis. Have we gone to the energetic cause of this for you?
No.
Okay. Sheet, book, song. They're saying we have to, I need a movie, but they want to clarify the question that we're asking. So what is pain is the highest word. Where is the pain?
The pain is on the by the knee on the left leg, on the inside.
Okay. That's specific enough. Yes. Okay. Book, song. Give me a movie, any movie that pops in.
All There Is Love. Is that a movie?
All There Is Love? No, but they'll take it. That it's a song, but they
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay, so your left side, as we know, is our creative side. Our right side is our power side. So what is it that you want that you are not creating with love?
Money.
Yep, I saw it before you said it. Okay, again, to know and not to do is not yet to know. I want you to spend as much time every day, and it takes, what, maybe 2 minutes, to go to your love place and wallow in your love and just see money. I want you to start training your brain and your energy to connect money with love. Because you are creatively ready, willing, but you don't think you're able to walk into the easy creation of money. And you, that's what your knee's about energetically. Okay?
Okay, so with the new sneakers that I purchased, and that's not having anything to do with the way I'm walking, I kind of felt it was. I just bought them. No?
Is that the highest question? I get a no.
Okay.
I get a no.
That's fine.
Okay.
Anyway, I go, yeah, and I go back to, or I'm going to go to my own doctor. And he was going to do x-rays, but I don't think that's
all right, before you go anywhere, I want you to do your work. You get into alignment what they just gave you.
Okay. Okay.
Before you see anybody, you start within you creating a great feeling need.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, see, we're so taught, guys, to defer automatically. Well, I got to go to the doctor. And yes, doctors are there to help us. And if you're not creating it within you, there's just so much the doctor can do. All righty. Hey, Gina, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, baby cakes.
So you and I talked about the election and just all the stuff that's coming at, and I'll just say for myself, because I'm in relationship with people who have various strong opinions. And then you said that there was something that you say every day. Can you repeat what that is?
I can. And like everything else, let me just take a moment. Like everything else, see, when I say most of you are directing what you want for this country, I get a huge no.
Yeah.
Not a regular no, a huge no. So, guys, again, you know the simple basics of creation. And if you are not living them on a daily basis, things don't change. You keep telling yourself, well, why aren't they changing? I'm doing everything, but you're not doing it. You're knowing it, but you're not doing it, which really does keep you from knowing in a stronger sense. So this is what I say before I go to sleep and when I wake up in the morning. I am the United States of love and peace, joy and communication, unity, integrity, truthfulness, honor, and clarity. I invoke the symbol formula by the flame golden light. I am divine love. And so it is. And before I say it, I go to my love place. Because that's the country that I want. Don't get all up in all the BS you're hearing and the drama of it all and all that, what do you want? What country do you want? Peace or chaos? You know that. Unity or divisiveness? You know what you want. But most of us get pulled, our focus gets pulled on where we don't want. So again, I'm inviting you to stay very conscious. Was there anything else, Gina?
Well, when you said it again, it just, that's what I want in my own life. I mean, that's what
exactly.
I'm creating. So we're just using what we're creating every day, and we're applying it to the United States of America.
And You're applying it to everything, Gina, everything.
Yeah, exactly. We're applying
and
it to everything.
And like we learned in Creation Station, when you shift your energy, all energy around you must shift. So when you take yourself from a negative to a positive, you can affect thousands, up to 700,000 other people. That's how important it is for you to do your job on the inside of you, everybody.
Okay, that's really good.
Okay. Thank you, baby. Yeah, thanks for reminding me of that. So important. Participate now. Okay, let me see. We are going to Tatomi?
Yes.
Hi, sweetheart. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you so much for taking my call. And
you're welcome.
I am getting so much. I mean, all of these are reminders of where I need to go, so thank you. My question today is my right wrist has been hurting off and on for a couple of months now. And
yeah, it has something to do with your writing.
Okay.
Do you write?
Not too much.
It has...
I mean, you know, I'm at work. I'm on the computer all the time. And
yeah, but when I say computer, I get a no. When I say writing, I get a big yes. So when you're writing at work, what are you writing about?
I'm just taking notes for meetings or for whatever topic.
Okay, so you're listening to someone else and writing it down.
Yes, yes.
Okay, what are you listening to?
What am I listening? Well,
yeah, there's something specific that you're hearing, that you're writing down, that your body's going, no, this isn't right.
And you need to
become aware of what that is. Hold on. We're going to a core belief. This page here, 1, 2, 5, 1, 2. All those words are the highest and most correct. I don't think I have enough energy to do this. Are you writing about energy in some way?
No, not really.
Just tell me what you're writing about. I'll hear it if you tell me.
Well, I mean, it's just meeting notes, meeting. I mean, there isn't a whole lot of composed writing that I get to do. Maybe that's what the issue is.
Is that the issue? No, it's something that you're hearing, that you're writing down, that your energy is not in agreement with.
Okay, so it's all the business dealings and whatnot that I don't necessarily agree with what they're, is probably what it is then, isn't it?
That's exactly,
yeah.
It went to my really big yes, so are you aware of what we're talking about now?
Yes. Well, yes. I mean, I'm aware that I don't agree with a lot of the topics that I have to listen to and have to take notes for.
Okay. What is the biggest topic that you're in disagreement of how they're handling it?
Just where there's two opposite sides. There's one team here and one team there, and they're not
in agreement.
They're not in agreement, and they
they're not the highest words are they're not working together.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you want to create within you the harmony and alignment of working together with yourself, your body, and the world. And get that into alignment. And then you will be the catalyst to shift what's going on at work. Wow, those were some interesting breadcrumbs.
Oh, my God.
I hope you all, yeah, it's highest, most correct, most complete. Yes, ma'am. Woo!
Oh,
thank you for
thank
calling
you.
It. Yeah, thanks, Satomi. Oh, that was very interesting. Okay, hold on. We are going to Michael in Connecticut. You're on.
Hey, Dee, how you doing? Oddly enough,
hi, good
the question that I was going to ask you has been answered repeatedly throughout this call.
Shocker.
But I do still want to ask you. Your goal creation sequence appears to be going to love place, filling yourself with love, and then moving to the goal. Okay, I've heard that a few times, and I think I finally got it today.
No, but I'm not telling you to move to the goal. I'm telling you that while you are in that love, you see the creation already completed.
See the creation completed.
Yes. You're not doing it to get somewhere, guys. You are doing it to experience the successful completion of the creation. Now, if you go to your mind says, well, that's bullshit. I don't have it yet. So you don't go to your mind. You go to your heart. Your mind will just argue with you guys. You know that. Okay?
Yeah, all I do that real good. I'd kind of like to get into a better place, though, of like, you know, being in the heart and love and seeing creation completed. Somehow it just works a whole lot better for me that way.
For everybody.
I've done the head trip for much too long in my life, and I really want to go on this new path.
I would agree with that, my love. So if you know that, stop it.
You're a trip. I've been listening to you for I don't know how many years, but I get something out of every single call.
Well, thanks, Michael. And it's great to hear from you again. So I get that you have a good love place, honey. Just choose, since you know now that that's the way to create what you want. You know it intellectually, now experience it. Okay?
Yeah, I wish I'd figured this out 40 years ago, but I'm
elated. Oh, don't we all, baby? Don't we all? Don't we all? All right.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You know what? The more crap we clear up in this lifetime, the less we have to bring back. Right? That's the way I'm looking at it. Okay. We are going to Kim. Hold on. There you are. You're on, Kim.
Hello, Sabine Sexiness. How's it going in Tucson land? Too bad I didn't know you were there. I would have made plans to come down and visit, but oh well, besides the point.
Oh, I would have loved that. I'm just enjoying being my sexy self.
There you go, and we all should enjoy that.
Yeah. You're all welcome to enjoy my sexiness. what can I answer for you, baby?
I get an occasional pain. I know you're not a doctor, but somewhere in your career, you've played one, okay? I get a pain on my right side in between my hip bone and the bottom of my rib. Now, something is out of...
First of all, there's nothing serious, but you're out of alignment.
Like, out of alignment?
Physically out of alignment.
So I need to go to the chiropractor.
Well, I get a no on the chiropractor, though.
Oh!
and a yes on osteopath. You guys know the difference. Yeah. Look, an osteopath works on a much deeper level, usually, than a chiropractor. He works with your organs and your tissues and your muscles, as well as your bones. And that's where I'm getting, if you, tissues are the highest word I'm getting, Kim.
Okay.
Now, what's the energetic cause behind it, Sheep?
Yeah.
But give me a song, baby. Any song that pops in.
First thing that popped in was Tarara Boom Die.
Oh, okay. So that is a song that came out of, am I right about this? Yeah. Came out of the war. You know, so yeah. Victory over war. And right. Kim, if there is any subject that dominates your spiritual journey, it's the belief in struggle.
Wow.
Well, this is good because we're just getting right down to the core stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like think of picking up a really big box or pulling a boat and trying to pull a boat. What muscles do you use? You have to use a lot of your stomach muscles.
Yeah.
You have to you strain with something heavy like that. That's what struggle energetically does to us.
Mm-hmm.
I keep telling my daughter, let go. Let go and let it flow. There's a good one. We need to make a sign about that, Kim.
Yeah.
Let go and let it flow. Everybody just write that up and put it on a post-it where you're going to see it every day. I am letting go and let it flow. And so it is.
And so it is. Thank you.
All right.
And testimony to the privates. I've done privates with D on and off for many years, and they are well worth the money. You will not be disappointed.
Well,
guarantee.
Thank you, Kim. I can guarantee that too, guys. I can.
Yeah.
I can stand behind that statement. The channel never lets you down, ever.
Mm-mm.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate
you bet.
That. Thank you. And no, I did not pay her to say that. Okay, Sandy in Gettysburg, I think, or somewhere around there, you're on.
Yes. Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
So I'm between three hard places and three hard rock places.
No, so, you're not. You're not.
Okay.
You're not ever stuck. When you say that, you keep yourself stuck. So let's just say, what's going to unstick Sandy? That the highest question? Yeah. See? But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Well, it's been coming to me all of the whole program.
Yeah.
We Are the Champions, again.
Okay. And they're saying you don't believe you are, you don't define yourself that way, and you don't think it's possible.
Right.
If you're not your own champion, Sandy, nobody else is going to do it for you. Can you guys get this today? Your lives will change. If you can shift you into going, no, that's not the freaking belief I want. My belief is that I'm there and I'm powerful right now. And I am all my creation. I am the balance in all of my creation right now in this moment within me. That's what it's all about.
Okay.
Because you see, if you keep saying, and basically what you were saying is I'm stuck, the universe has to match that definition of yourself. Do you understand?
Yes.
It has to. So whether it makes sense to your little brain or not, you, from your love, must start claiming, defining, and directing yourself as easy, joyful flow.
Okay. Can I ask you about my back?
Yes.
I went through a month of physical therapy, but I took a short trip on a bus, and now it's all out again, and it's giving me trouble at work. It's my lower back on the right side.
Yeah. Seriously, that's the highest word. They're kind of laughing when they're saying this. Do you even know what a girdle is?
Yeah, I do.
Well, they're giving me that word to take me to my...
I wear a back brace at work.
Well, they're suggesting, whether it's the same brace or not, that you pretty much wear it.
Okay.
Until you go to bed. It's okay. It's good for her to take it off for bed. Yeah. That I get a yes on. But you've strained it somehow. That's the highest word that I'm getting, Andy. And, if you have a strain, then you need to support it.
Okay.
They're also saying Epsom salt bath would help.
Okay.
Okay.
Physically, it's hard for me to get in and out of a bath, so I'm not sure I can do a bath.
Okay. You can do heat, though, can't you?
Yes, I can.
Okay. To relax the muscle?
Yeah.
What about cold and ice? No, I get a no on that. But heat, I get a yes on. So maybe when you get home or before you go to bed, lay for a little bit on a heating pad and see if that helps.
Okay.
Again, guys, not a doctor, but we got to energetically what's behind this. So start aligning yourself with love around that, and your back should be better. Okay.
Can I ask if I should sell my place?
Not the right question. When I say you want to sell your place, it goes to no. So
but I don't know what to do.
Honey, you do know what to do. You have to get yourself into alignment. If you need to sell that house, you have to do whatever you have to do to get yourself into alignment with wanting to sell your house and seeing it already successfully sold. But that can't happen if you are fighting you. And right now you are, because you don't want to sell it.
Right.
Okay.
No, I don't want to have to go, but the wood fungus is choking me and choking my partner.
That also has something to do with your back.
Oh, really?
Yep. So, yes, it's for your highest good. Of course, you know, energetically, you will need to share that information with whomever you sell it to.
Yeah, I will. I will say that I have an allergic reaction to the house.
Well, you specified what it was.
Yeah.
And in good conscience, you don't want to sell the house without disclosing that.
Yeah.
Because then it might affect somebody else.
Right.
Okay. All right, sweetheart.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. All right, we're going to balance everything that came in today, invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love. Let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thank you for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Transformation Talk Radio and on her YouTube channel, Dee Wallace Official. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.